New York City enjoys pride of place as one of the world's top fashion centers. That's where you'll find Valerie Steele, who directs the Museum of the Fashion Institute of Technology, or FIT, where many of tomorrow's fashion designers, marketing executives, and others train for careers in the $680 billion a year fashion industry.
It's definitely its own world. You know, it has its own discourse, and you could call it Vogue speak, I guess. Vogue being, of course, the number one fashion magazine internationally.
Indeed, Vogue is the premier go-to place for both industry professionals and the public to see a designer's line, a word that FIT assistant curator Fred Dennis says means about the same thing as a designer's collection.
A collection is what a designer will produce any given season. It can be from, say, 25 to 100 pieces, depending on the designer. Pieces are looks. A look is a total head-to-toe ensemble. So you can start with a hat, perhaps, a top, shoes.
Ensemble is one of dozens of French words used every day in the world of haute couture, a phrase that translates literally as high culture, but which also connotes the glamorous, expensive side of fashion, or, as they say, la mode. Again, Valerie Steele.
Décolletage, for example, which is the noun referring to the neckline of, say, a dress, usually referring to the low neckline, as in the plunging décolletage.
The fashion world sometimes pokes fun at itself with terms like fashionista, meaning an almost obsessively knowledgeable expert on what's hot and what's not. FIT's Tamsin Schwartzman contrasts fashionista with fashion victim.
Who falls prey to the latest trends and fads that are happening. They'll go out and buy something that even lasts as a fad only for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Fashion victims can also be the people that are cutting edge, bringing some trend into the market.
So I presume that the industry likes these kind of victims.
Of course. They shop, they promote things that other people will then catch on to and buy.
Indeed, the business of fashion is all about desire. And so, many fashion words convey judgments about what is attractive and what isn't. Many terms of fashion praise, such as dope and fat, that's spelled P-H-A-T, are borrowed from popular music and the hip-hop scene. And according to Emily Berry at Parsons, the New School for Design, another New York fashion school, just what will be considered fat in two seasons can be seen right now on what insiders call the catwalk.
Which is a colloquial word for runway. A runway is usually a stage form where models will walk down to display, you know, the fashions of the line, and they walk in a very straight line, much like a cat would, you know, one foot in front of the other. And the term catwalk was also made popular by the song I'm Too Sexy. I'm Too Sexy on the Catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah.
Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
All the young women in Emily's class know that song, just as all agree with classmate Stella Kim, who says that some clothes, such as the mom pant, can never be sexy.
It refers to any pant that seems excessively high on the waist and in the back, which tends to accentuate the gluteus maximus, and also the front, also known as the mom pooch.
So it's not really a complimentary phrase?
Not necessarily, no.
Nor, adds Emily Berry, is the term muffin top.
It's when you have a lot of women who are wearing pants or skirts that are too tight for them, and so all of the fat that would normally reside in their pants has bubbled over the top. The love handles just sort of explode above the hip line.
Many fashion phrases can either be positive or negative, depending on the context. Fashion Institute of Technology curator Molly Sorkin cites the phrase over the top as another example.
Well, over the top is used to mean that something is just kind of beyond and too much. It can refer to excess in good ways and bad ways.
It all depends on the zeitgeist.
Kind of what's in the air and what's now and what's kind of happening.
However, one thing does remain constant. As long as people wear clothes and want to be admired for them, there will be fashion and people will talk. For Wordmaster, I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.